Hey, this is Mac, co-host of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of That Song. And today I am joined by my guy, Eric.
I'm glad I finally get to be on one of these, man. This is great.
What song are we going to talk about today?
I'm going to say one of the more iconic metal songs. We love that word here on the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, iconic, but it really is. I mean... Yes. You know, this is one of those songs that even if you're not a metal fan or a fan of this band, you know, or you think you don't know music by this band, you hear this song, you go, oh, I fucking know that song. And I'm talking about Walk by Pantera.
Yeah.
I mean, just that opening riff alone, people know what it is, even if they don't think they know Pantera, like I said.
Everybody knows that riff.
Absolutely.
From the groundbreaking 1992 album Vulgar Display of Power. Featuring Phil Anselmo on vocals, Rex Brown on bass, Vinnie Paul on drums, and Dimebag Darrell on guitar, but I don't know if he was Dimebag then.
was he still going by Diamond Darrell at that
point? I
think
he was still Diamond Darrell, yeah.
That's too funny, man. Yeah, they had some pretty pretty hokey names before they before they really blew up. I mean, Rex Brown was Rex Rocker.
Rex Rocker.
Like, that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty sweet. But yeah, that riff, you talk about that riff, you know, Dimebag used to just play that during soundcheck during the Cowboys from Hell tour, and the band just kind of fell in love with it, and that's how the song started.
That's so amazing too, man, because it's a super simple riff, not to take anything away from the song.
Right.
It's an amazing riff, but it's really simple. But it's just that it's such a cool sound, it's such a cool tone, and it's just repetitive and, you know, plotting. And I mean, Walk is the perfect name to go along with that riff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect.
And the song itself, you know, the message of the song, you know, take your fucking attitude and take a walk, man. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's pretty badass. I mean, that album in general, I mean, I know Cowboys from Hell was the album that solidified Pantera's sound as we know it today. But I still feel like Vulgar Display of Power is when it really came together. I think there was still a hint of, you know, their more Van Halen sound that they had before. They went super heavy. You still hear a little bit of that on Cowboys. I mean, Cowboys is still a heavy album. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, I still feel like there's a slight element of that in there. And then by the time Vulgar Display came out, I mean, they had pretty much just abandoned that and just got super heavy. And again, that's the song that just, you know, kind of put that album on the map.
That album, I mean, that's pretty close to perfection.
It really is, man. You know? Start to finish. Such an amazing record.
And you got to see them a ton back in the day.
I did.
Yeah.
Very, very fortunate. Yeah. Saw them on massive stages, saw them in clubs. Really, really fortunate to see them. And then, I got to see them, God, when they first put the reunion / tribute, whatever you want to call it, 2 years ago, I got to see it. And, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, but man, the second those songs start, you know, it transports you back, you know, to those days, and those songs are just so good. And I think I'd said this on a full episode before that they did it very well. I was a little nervous. I'm a huge Pantera fan, obviously a huge, you know, Vinnie Paul and Dimebag fan. And, you know, I was excited to hear those songs live again, but I was nervous that, you know, oh God, what if they don't do it well, or what if it's cheesy? You know, people were calling it a cash grab, all these things. I felt like, you know, it was a tribute. You know, Vinny and Dime's faces were all over that stage. They mentioned them numerous times throughout the set. I mean, you know, they weren't trying to be like, oh, this is the new Pantera. This is like, look, we're going to take, you know, our buddies out. I mean, you know, and Charlie Benante and Zakk Wylde, you know, fill in those slots. I mean, those are pretty heavy hitters too, man.
Big shoes to fill, but they do a great job.
They really do, man. They really do. And I thought it was very well done. I no longer thought of it as, you know, a cash grab or anything like that. I think they, you know, they still love those songs. And it was cool to see a lot of younger cats too, man. I saw it. It was at a huge music festival. And so, I mean, there's, you know, tens of thousands of people outside. And yeah, I'm watching like, you know, 16, 17 year old kids just with the horns up in the air and just, you know, rocking out to Pantera. And I'm like, these kids weren't even born when half of this stuff came out, and they were loving it, man. So, you know, I'm all for it, man. I give it a thumbs up. Not that my opinion makes a shit of difference in the world, but I thought it was pretty cool, man. I'd see it again.
Easily one of the best and most fun sing-along choruses of any heavy metal song of all time. Like, I mean, again, even if you, again, you're not a fan of the band, like you said, you know the riff.
Sure.
And when it comes time for that chorus, you know it.
Oh, yeah. 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 And again, you can't help it. The chorus, it's just as simple as that riff, man. Respect, walk.
Walk.
And you just say it over and over again, and, you know, fist in the air. Everybody just, you know, you know, your throat is sore at the end of a Pantera set from just, you know, screaming and barking and good stuff.
Right on, man. Right on.
Hell yeah.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode of That Song. Be sure to check back next week for a new episode and also catch up on any regular full-length episodes of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Thanks for listening.